Okay, I call the July 13th, 2022 Committee of the Whole Meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and open time.
7 o'clock. Member Bourne?
Yes.
Member Covey?
Here.
Member Schneider?
Yes.
Member Spain?
Yes.
Chair Brooks?
Yes. We will move to matters from the public. It's our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person.
That's Lacey from Hitchcock, so we have no one else.
Lacey from Hitchcock. All righty. Okay. So we'll then move directly into our discussion on potential for pickleball courts on Watts Ice Rink. Lisa Shepherd,
okay.
Kyle, and Bobby will lead the discussion.
Can you pass that down to one for you, one for Michael? Can you pass this down this way? So we have been, as you know, we talked about possibility of putting pickleball courts on the Watts Ice Rink when it's off season. We tested one type of court for what, 3 weeks was it? About 3 weeks. And I just passed out you the results of a survey we did. Overwhelmingly, everybody really liked the surface and the location. You can see some comments there that says great location. I like the dedicated lines, dedicated court space. Like the idea of organized Glencoe pickleball leagues. Dedicated lines, great. Netting between courts, consider bigger tile scenes. Makes ball bounce different. Lock the ends. Glencoe Hearts Pickle, shade, play, no shade, but I love the sun just a lot. So it's really hard to put shade at that location, so this is what it is, as you know, for heck. We have the same problem with heck hockey. Mm-hmm. We did hear that the recreational players really liked it. There was one gentleman when I was there that was like he considered himself a competitive pickleball player.
And
I don't know if he filled it out or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure he filled it out. And his stall was going in and popped.
And popped in when I started talking to him. But we're recreation centers. We look at recreation, not necessarily competitive. So overall, there seemed to be a really strong appeal to this site. I know Commissioner Boren went and played there. So I don't know if you want to give any comments on this.
Yeah, I liked it.
That,
the same as
Sharon
had the shade,
you know,
no shade, but that's
kind of shaded. Yeah. Are all pickleball courts shaded? I mean, is that,
no,
I mean, I would think
they're
usually
not. Not unless there's natural shade.
The glass that goes around. And
maybe makes it feel a little
hot. And what we'll do is, if we do this, we won't take all the glass off, but we'll take out some glass for ventilation purposes. We won't take it all down. Correct. So we, Kyle really looked into other pickleball surfaces, found one more manufacturer, so we're going to bring those in. They're coming, they agreed to do a demo site also, so they're coming tomorrow to put for a couple weeks, and so we'll invite pickleball players to play. If any of you guys want to play on it, we're going to put that up just to see if there's a difference and get the preference between the two. Bobby and Kyle, do you want anything? You were there for a lot of the demos.
Yeah, I would say just on the shade thing, you know, there was a discussion that there was some type of very simple relic in the runway, but other than that, there's no real other shade. Again, it would be very simple, so that kind of idea people had brought up. It seemed like people really liked it. And one thing we didn't notice as well was that the court, because of the dark color, didn't reflect the light as much as bright, so the whole area was that darker color, and as much that heat reflected on the white, really.
You're right.
Right.
The same kind of thought on that.
Yeah, I think just before the court was in, it was being very bright, just the presence of one court cut that down, so that you thought it would be to add more dark tiles, continue to decrease how bright it is, reflective that is.
So,
I did reach out to several other parks that have similar systems, and the general feedback is kind of what you were hearing from a recreational standpoint as well. We've seen that you get the occasional competitive person that has some concerns about it, but in general, they are well received by those communities. Oswego, Prospect Heights, Elko Village all have a similar type of system. Not the newer versions like we're demoing, these are the older versions, and those are well received. So, I think the thought is that this new technology is designed specifically for pickleball. that it should only improve how it's received.
Are there surfaces also on ice rinks?
No. Most of them are over asphalt courts that they were going to spend the effort money to have them completely resurfaced at a cost of $300,000 or whatever they cost to be. So this is the solution to overlay the top of them.
So as he brought up money, if you look at in your report, breaks down how much this costs. So there's $90,000 in the accordance to installation. We would have to get a shipping container to store these. We just don't have the storage. That'd be about $4,000. And then pickleball equipment, things like that. So total upfront cost would be about $110,000. This is something we would budget in our capital projects for next year. If the board liked the idea, then we would have to annual cost. We'd have to budget about $5,000 a year to have them come in and install and then take it out. You know, they're just so used to it; they're much faster than ours. And the time it goes in, our park staff is pretty stretched thin. So we were just putting that in, just for your reference. A court, if we were to build it from scratch, would be about $500,000 to $750,000 to put in 6 new pickleball courts. So it is quite cost effective to do this model. Any other questions? Do you guys, you know, this is discussion, do you guys like the idea of doing this? Should we entertain it?
I love it.
I like it. I think putting a picnic bench with an umbrella there can help people in between games to have a little shade.
That's a good idea.
I don't see any negative to doing this at all.
Mark?
Yeah, I like it.
Stephanie?
Yeah, I like it.
Great.
Absolutely.
So then what we'll do is we'll continue down this course in our due diligence, really investigate which surface the players in Glencoe like best, and then from there then we'll incorporate this into our capital projects for next year. So we would budget it and do it everything for next year to put it in. And it probably after the construction, we would put it in after construction's over. Unless we can still get it in with the construction fence and stuff, we have to see. So I'm not making promises when to go in probably after construction, but we'll do our best to do that. So that's a great way to move on. So
what's the timeline for that?
It would timeline for construction. We're going out to bid for Watch, and we're hoping like late fall, beginning of winter, like before December, to start construction after the ice rink season's over, so March, and then it will take
to the fall.
Probably the fall. So depending on where the construction fences go and stuff, this may be not put in for another year. But it's a solution we have down the line.
And it would be the 6 courts.
We would recommend the 6 courts. That seems to be in every survey we did, and I know we did a lot of focus groups, and all the community meetings, all the community input, everybody wants more than 2 or 4 courts. They want 6 because it's a very community game. People come, they play together a lot and rotate and things like that. So the consensus is that people really like those 6 courts.
Yeah, that seems to be the standard on the North Shore.
People get
Northfield,
yeah,
like
correct.
Highland Park. Those, they have a block of those.
Yeah.
That seems to be an
option. It really is, you know. So.
Can you rent Watts for party space in the summer?
Can we rent? Yes, we
in
can.
In summer, so
yes.
They could have like a pickleball party?
They could, yeah. Once construction is done, absolutely. And we still have to work out the logistics and bring back a recommendation how we're going to do these pickleball courts. So we first, they're going to go over the first hurdle that you wanted and you like the courts. Next is do we operate as a fee-based, or is it open just like our tennis courts now? So we haven't gone down that road yet. We have time, so we'll bring those recommendations or, you know, feel those conditions. People really like if people really want the ability to register reserves times and things like that, then there might be ability to do those reservations and things like that, and then charge because it takes a lot of staff time, so.
Any other questions? All righty, then we will move on to our discussion on Lakefront Park and Playground and Racket Courts. Again, Lisa Shepherd Powell, and this time Lacey from Hitchcock Design will lead the discussion.
Yeah, so you know we've been talking about the Lakefront Courts and Playground for almost a year now. And Kyle and I and Lacey really sat down and talked after the last meeting and with community input and board input, and really listen to what everybody has to say. And then we think with these designs that we're presenting today, capture what the desire of the community is. So I'll throw it over to Lacey.
So we're going to review first the master plan from the last time that we presented. The last time I was here, we presented two concepts. One was like an expanded playground area, and one was a smaller footprint. The consensus of the board was to kind of go for the smaller playground and make a few different changes. And so we refined the plan, and then we'll go through the playground options, there's one and two, and then the core options. So this is a refinement of the master plan following our last board meeting. We made a few different changes to it from last time that I'll point out. So we already utilized the smaller playground footprint. So the current one is about just these two circles. So we are expanding a little bit, but not kind of further south beyond the court fencing. We are keeping the swing bench and kind of relocating it to this area of E. We did add in some game tables here. We did ask the board if we wanted to see any additional recreation features added to the park, and the only kind of ones that seem like could be a great suit for this park particularly are the game tables, so they can also be utilized just for sitting as well. And then we did add, we shifted the bike racks. So the bike racks were here in this area, so we did shift them closer to the road so you could lock your bikes up here and then onto the beach. And then we did relocate the porta potty and privacy enclosure down to this area right here. We kind of beefed up some of the planting. There is a little berm here with more mature trees and understory planting, so it kind of helps screen the enclosure as well. And the only other last kind of change to it was we added, this was kind of just two benches here, but we added some different, more space. Knowing it's going to serve pickleball, it'll have some additional seating in maybe areas to kind of gather while you're watching the game. And from that, we have two different playground options that fit within that playground space. So the first one you saw was at the last board meeting. So this is kind of some of the preferences coming out of the board, which ones that we like the best. So this is quite a bit, you know, lower in height compared to some of the other ones. Some of the other ones have really tall climbing structures or have roof canopies or shade veils on top that kind of went up higher, up 20 to 25 feet. So this one's rather low profile. It has a few slides and it also has kind of a bay of swings, so two belts, a bucket, and an ADA swing. So another view. And the second option is more of, the first one's more traditional, which is more like an alternative play option. Some of the feedback we heard from the board is wanting to make sure we keep some of the play elements low in stature, to trying to not block the views to the lake. And so in this concept, we're not utilizing traditional play equipment, and then the last one was the platform structure. So instead of this option, we are utilizing bound berms and moundings, so these kind of crescent-shaped mounds. We have some handholds, you can climb up this mound, these other little smaller mounds, if one has a tunnel through it, so you can crawl through. And then we have some of these cordon play foot round balls you can climb on top of, that are scattered through the play space. And so we still have the same zone, it has some benches on the outside so you can sit and watch your kids. Same orientation of the swings, you have two belts, a bucket, and an accessible swing. And same with the other ones, we have some options to put more whimsical and play and seating options here around the edge. So we have those pebbles that look like larger stones and mushrooms that kids can sit on and step on and climb between each of them.
What's the surface? I understand the existing path is blacktop. Would that be blacktop as well in the new park area?
So this is your asphalt path.
Yes.
And so we would just have two small areas of concrete that was in the lead of the path into the playground space. And then we have a little bit of concrete here, just the benches can be surface mounted to the concrete.
Okay.
So that was another feedback from the last meeting, was to try to reduce the amount of concrete seating space in this area. So the last concept had some stamped patterning on the concrete, and so we kind of reduce that to only have the two access points. points into the playground and not have that larger area of concrete.
Okay.
And so this is just another visual image of what the space could look like. Obviously, in our concept, we're doing all artificial turf rather than having a combination of court and place and turf. But you can see, again, a similar oppressive lounge that has those climbing handles on it and climb up and over. And these are kind of the court and place round balls. As well. Any questions on the playground?
Do you want to discuss that first, and then we'll move to the other one? So,
the courts.
Should we talk about the playground now, and then we'll move to the courts, or would you like to finish?
Okay. Let's talk about the playground. Carol?
My kids like the play structures better than the mounds. I think the mounds as an adult are really neat, but. I did a survey of two.
Have they been to both of them? Have they been to mounds?
There are mounds at the Children's Circle Playground. And I asked what they do on them.
Yeah.
And they play on them. They play
hide and seek. So you like this better than the mounds?
Yeah.
That's good.
But that's a survey of two. It's not scientifically.
Yeah.
I think you and I are the next youngest kids. My kids.
You have grandkids, though. You can.
My kids definitely like the. Still has option one the best, but they still like the previous options better. But I understand we want this to be a little more of a tamer area. But I definitely think a more kid friendly. They can climb on this. I can run around on this is a little bit more in line with their thoughts. But again, my kids are just a smidgen older than yours.
So I walked past this park a fair amount. I was not only too far away from it. Occasionally I've talked to people whose kids were playing on the existing play equipment, and they really like it. They go, this is great, my kids are smaller. And so to the extent there could be criticism if we took that out and put in something. And I noticed it's bigger, it's a little bit bigger, it's different. And something you got to do something I like, and now I've just said something different. Maybe, there's always going to be people who don't like as much. So, I don't know. I like the mount concept, but I don't have any kids in the equation anymore. So, I'm interested in other feedback. And I don't know if there's a young boy, young girl, which the paradigm is shifting so much. I go past Duke Park, and the girls have taken over the trains. Mm-hmm. Boys came to be in there. I mean, it's really interesting to see that. Mm-hmm. But everybody does.
I speak up to an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. You can find that pretty much any park.
Anywhere.
We identify ourselves as options and variety and diversity with play. And the mound is something so different that we have destination playgrounds. Like, you can find that anywhere. You count on that.
You also have to think about sometimes the imaginary play that is created from the mounds. They can climb up the little steppers, they can roll down it, they can jump from those. It's kind of like our forest one at West, the log one. You think it's like, but then the amount of creative play the kids do on that is amazing if you ever just go sit there for and watch them. That's kind of how I would look at this playground. And the kids love the swings at the lakefront. We still have many swing options. They really love that. I just think this, like Bobby said, we pride ourselves on having different destination park for wherever people go. They can find a different kind of experience of play, and this provides that.
How high is the big mat?
No more than 5 feet, 4.5 to the top.
I'm obsessed with this option. I think it's beautiful.
Me too.
Me too.
We never agree on it.
Well, this is what I pictured. This is what I hoped when we talked about West, that this it would be this. And it wasn't. And West is its own thing, and it's fine. But this is beautiful. And if you go to...
Maggie Daly,
or to the garden. I mean, Botanic Garden.
Yeah.
The kids play and run up on that grass and walk around the water. And
for hours.
Yeah.
So I agree we have so many regular playgrounds. Do we need another one? In my opinion, no. And the one that we have there isn't anything great. The kids still run up and down it. So, I mean, I'm just obsessed with this. I think TJ, it's a beautiful design.
Yeah, and for the record, I did raise 3 children, took them to many playgrounds, which were not anywhere near as nice as what we have now. And they got bored with the walk, climb up, slide down very quickly. That was just my 3 kids. So again, anecdotal doesn't really matter. So what I like about this is that it's identifiably different. It's experientially different. It doesn't duplicate what we have done very well other places. We're serving primarily the people of Glencoe. Glencoe people know what exists in the playgrounds here in this community. And if their kids are dying to go to, say, and I just saw past Woodlawn and it's crammed with kids. Uh-huh. If they want to have the excitement of Woodlawn, it's there for them. This, what I like, it appeals to me because I think it does cover a broader range of ages than you might think at the beginning. You know, there are 3 different kinds of swings in that one little pod, but also this allows kids to kind of use their imagination as to how they're going to use this. And I actually think it's going to end up as a, if we end up doing this, it will be another destination, much like Duke Park and much like Woodlawn. And by the way, the kids on the Steffi Horn Memorial Whirly Gig,
yes,
they were standing on them, uh-huh, and a dad was just
ripping them,
almost drove off the road. Oh my gosh.
Don't tell us that.
You know, they were having a good time with their dad. Yeah.
I have a question.
We're going to put our nameplate on that one.
Where you can have, I don't know what's if you can have a slide going down on the other side of that climb, if that's an option.
Yeah, you can do embankment slides, yeah, and just you climb it up and then you slide down.
Yeah.
To get that
that's
option
cool,
so that it's, you know, inserting, mm-hmm, a, you know, the more typical into that, just as well.
Okay.
I don't like it too far.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that one. Yeah.
And then they'll climb up the slide too, which is another form of exercise.
And they still have room to roll down, which,
yeah,
is, I love.
We have some of them out. We have a ton of them.
Yeah, okay. And did they get a third one to use? So did you?
My son called it Castle.
Yeah. Yep.
Depends the hot day or, yeah. It depends. Sometimes they'll make a ladder, sometimes they want to use 5.
You're the board member now. You're
kidding.
Yes.
Yes.
Just kidding. Yes, you're right. You do.
Younger there, and that could be just because of the equipment. And mounds like that, like my son was just starting to be able to do, and I think that's just a lot of
work. Yeah. Carol.
That could change with
different equipment. Sure.
What I like about this is that I can just sit and watch,
yeah,
my kids instead of,
yeah,
follow them around
and keep
make
them
sure
from
they're falling. Not falling off.
Mhm. Mhm.
Which is really nice if you're picnicking in lakefront.
Right, and it's also the vibe, the lakefront vibe. It's sort of like your blood pressure goes down,
yeah,
because of the water and the views and so forth. So it's maybe a different experience for everyone.
I will also just add, during the 4th of July, you know how many kids were on that little play structure? This could accommodate a lot of
children. Oh my gosh.
Versus,
yeah,
the 4th
true
of July madness.
Yeah.
I,
yes,
know the kids love it. The parents are like, oh
yeah.
Yes. But this would be easier for that evening.
Yeah.
Very good
firework
viewing.
Oh my God.
Lacey, I like how you put the benches that have no backs so that you can either,
yes,
look at the playground
or
if you want, you could turn around and look at the lake. So,
and I hate to raise it again because we talked about it last time very quickly, the swinging bench. There was some discussion,
oh,
as to whether we wanted to face the,
yeah,
playground or face out,
oh,
for the view.
Well, what do you guys want? We could do either way.
I personally think, could we position it so you could either do either or, so it's facing east, and you could either watch kids or facing.
We have a back on swinging bench, don't you?
Yeah, the Glencoe,
yeah,
bench is, yeah, has a black.
So
yeah, yeah.
Face both ways.
I think you really have to choose.
I think
you can put one
each. Yeah,
we have 2 apparatuses in there. We might have 2 skeletons.
But I will say, Bobby, I think your argument was the most convincing for me. I know I read it in the packet, and I always forget that we want to make our playgrounds a little unique, a little differentiated. In.
We do.
So.
That's our main goal.
And if you want to one bench swinging towards and one bench swinging toward the ocean.
How much is the swinging bench?
$10. I always forget to think of park district dollars versus private dollars.
But yeah.
They make a backless swinging bench for that purpose?
I would love to see how the kids take that one for a ride.
Yeah.
You know who loved that? North Shore University Hospital ER.
You don't want that.
Illinois Bone and Joint.
Illinois Bone and Joint is actually better.
We want to keep the Glencoe bench there.
Yeah.
Okay. So that we have there currently, we're just going to refurbish it. But if we wanted to put another one in, a modern one, so we could do a traditional Glencoe bench and a modern one, we can talk to Lacey about if we could put two in if there's room. So we'll work on that.
Just two things. One is we talked last meeting about maximizing our bike racks because they're so overwhelmed in that one little corner to the extent that it doesn't intrude upon the rest of this. And now we love our Glencoe benches, so if you can find two appropriate spots, that would be great.
Anything else? So we're going to go with
the slide idea.
And the slide idea in the mountains.
Yep.
Okay, great. So it's Mound Park with adding a slide and another swing bench someplace. Fit one facing the park, one facing the water, to satisfy everybody's needs. Okay?
I will say, Maddie heard me comment, well, this one's easier for Mom. And she goes, well, Mom, I do want you to be happy.
Oh,
God.
That's
so sweet.
Sitting in your park, drinking wine. Not that you're not allowed to have wine, but I didn't hear that part. But, okay, great. Perfect. Thank you. Beautiful design.
Thank you. Okay, so now we move on to the court discussion.
So we have four different options presenting to you today. So this is the only concept that has both tennis and pickleball. So it's two doubles courts and two pickleball courts. The consideration there could be divided by a 4-foot fence to kind of separate tennis from pickleball, and the fence here that separates the two courts. And so this concept we could also kind of extend the 10-foot fence all the way on this side, then over here.
And playing for 5 minutes, I understand why they want the fence. A lot of running.
Well, I think
this
those
ball.
Players are probably better than.
Think so? What are you saying?
I'm not saying that I'm
better, but I just the rec team just likes to play. All right. All right, sorry, Lacey.
I'm sorry.
We did. It's summer. They just go off on tangents.
And then the second option is just two doubles courts, tennis courts. And so the reason is for now you have two doubles and singles courts. And we can put those back as another last kind of option. But that one, because you are tight on your existing space, the preferred space in between courts into the back of courts is not the preferred or even kind of the minimum amount, so you would crunch kind of into the design where you have all of them. So in this concept where it only has two doubles, you do have more than ample space. You would want 12 on the side and 12 between. And so in this concept, we are able to have the preferred spacing and some distance between any concrete in this concept. And so another option that we can still have for spacing would be if you went two singles courts and one doubles court. Just when we get to the last concept where we have two doubles courts is where we are kind of pinched on the outside, so we have less than the ideal spacing between the court line and the end of the pavement line. So this is option three. And then option four.
Okay. So now we talk about court options.
Stephanie?
You guys know how I feel.
Go ahead, tell us.
You know how I feel. Like, there's no reason not to have pickleball at any of our tennis courts. It's not any easier. It's an option everyone likes. Just for kind of, it means nothing because it's one night at one time, but I did pass by on the way home. I just wanted to see what the other courts were doing. So I went to Watts, no one was there. I went to West, no one was there. So not that means anything, but just to say, it's a beautiful night. Of course, those courts are going to be busy because maybe those kids were at the beach. I don't know. But it was asked to me that no other courts were, anyone was playing at that time. But as far as the pickleball discussion and the courts, that I You all know how I feel. I would vote for option one. I just don't see any reason not to. It's our only core right now that we're building, that we decided we have a budget for to build. We did get the West grant. I know we're going to reapply, but that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. Michael, what are you thinking?
I am thinking that today I was not overwhelmed by the noise. I heard tennis rackets banging balls. I heard you guys banging balls. So I am not terribly concerned about the serenity aspect at the park. My only question, and this would be probably directed to Stephanie, is, you know, I know we discussed it's either 2 or 0. Is 2 going to cause any problems with only having 2 courts? Like, is it better to have 0 than just to have 2?
Yeah, but so I live in a really packaged sport. I live in a resort community, so that's like all people do, play tennis for that. We have one court that has one court here, a hut in between, and a court here, and another location that has one court. So there's no multiple courts.
I can go either way.
I hear you. Carol, have you formed any sort of position on this?
I don't know. That was not the answer you needed to hear.
No.
I mean, before I was thinking, like, well, if we're going to do it, we need to do it right, which I kind of feel like we're doing in some ways at Watts, but I also feel like the two, like, option one's more of a compromise, like, it's, like, should we put in good faith effort, other than here you're an afterthought on some not real courts. I mean, not that there was a real problem with it, but if it does, you know, show support. I didn't think it was that. I think if you have 2 courts, it's not that loud. Probably if it was 6,
yeah,
it would be a lot louder. But I think 2, and probably this isn't like super competitive area, it's not going to be bad enough for me. So I don't really care. Option one, I guess, is fine.
Well, Bart, what are you thinking?
So I'm the extreme opponent. First, I'll start out. So I'm the liaison to the Lakefront Advisory Board at Boozer Meeting last night, and I think 514 people on that. So this came up. Lisa Shepherd talked about various different options, and not many people were focused on it. I think a lot of the people were focused on the beach and the water and paddleboards and shortage of paddleboard storage spaces. but one longtime resident of Glencoe, whose daughter or multiple kids, maybe 3 kids, live here now, and she's got grandchildren. And she's been there for 3 years. And she said, I'm really opposed to the pickleball courts. I think it changes the ambiance of the park, and I just don't think people come there for serenity, and she, you know, she felt very strongly. But I guess related to that is, and it hasn't, we haven't mentioned here, but we should, is we did a lot of research at one point and had discussions at the Lakefront community meetings, and as I recall, there was very strong opposition. I mean, intense, and it reminded me of everything I hear about. Like, my sister lives in a retirement community in Arizona, and she said it's all the civil war between the pickleball players and the tennis players. There's litigation related to pickleball. So there's a potential conflict that really would concern me about adding the pickleball courts. And I think the plan you're doing tonight is different than you would normally get. And I know there's often, and I'm not a pickleball player, and I think it's a great sport. I love the idea of doing it at Watts, and you have the 6 courts together. Here you don't have enough, you know, it's a critical mass, as I understand the sport. I think you have some conflicts. And I've heard that there are people complaining who are tennis players where they want to play tennis, but they can't get on the courts because they've been lined for pickleball, and now they want to hit it short. So I would say, if it were me, I would do either the two doubles courts or in tennis, or I do two singles and a double court. But I would not add pickleball. I think it's going to be, we're going to have the same size facility for pickleball that Northfield, Glenview, Highland Park have, and we've got a much smaller population. So I think six courts should meet a lot of demand.
So I would say your last comment, I think, is the one that I found most salient. We will have, if we get these six courts, and it looks very, very clear that we're probably going to be doing that. That does match, for instance, Northbrook has 34th. I had a conversation with a friend. We went to play on the Watts surface, but of course it had already been taken out because that's just the way I do things. So we ended up sitting and chatting about it. He's an avid pickleball player. He lives in Northbrook, and they have dedicated pickleball 8 courts for 34,000 people. He did talk about how difficult it is to play when things are lined for two different things. You know that it is not optimal. I saw that in the comments on this too. So this, of course, would not be an issue there. I just think, and I felt from the beginning, it's an aesthetic mismatch to put an active paddle sport, additional active paddle sport in this space. So nothing has really made me change my mind. I do think we are going to have difficulties. I think the wind is going to be a problem. I'm not so concerned about the noise, because if I were, I would not want pickleball anywhere else in Glencoe either, and I do want it. So noise to me is not a prevailing factor. But I do think that the wind on that wiffle ball is going to be discouraging. And I think the fact that there's two courts, when people want 6 to 8 courts, that's going to be discouraging. So I think I would lean towards that end of this decision too. And I personally like the two singles and one double.
I just want to comment that in none of our courts will we ever have 6 to 8 courts. We won't have it if we are in the Watts. We won't have it if we are in the Watts. We're never going to have that.
Sorry, I thought the Watts was 6 courts.
Well, that's not on a tennis court.
Though. Right, sorry, not on a permanent court.
Right, it's a permanent thing. If in our permanent court, we're never going to have that. So, just want to throw that out.
Okay.
Wherever we do it, we're going to have 2-4 maximum, just given our space.
Which is probably to be expected in a community of 8,800 people.
So
that's what I'm at. So.
What is pickleball season here? Pickleball, I mean, the only benefit to having this out there is that, except for, you know, it really doesn't start to snow until, like, December 20th, let's call it, and snow kind of ends April 1st. So pickleball season, to me, seems like its maximum is April to November. Is that fair?
I would think it would be the same with tennis.
So we actually do it all through the winter, and what ends up happening is in the spring, when the weather is windy and wet, they move into the gym. The wind seems to be the major issue that we do see.
No, sorry, for tennis though, or for
pickleball? For pickleball.
Yeah, so we do it all for winter. We open gym and they use the...
Inside.
Sorry,
so we move
the outdoor...
Yeah.
When is the outdoor tennis season? Like, when is it?
It starts April through October.
And so do you believe that we will have the 6 courts for pickleball at Watts from April to October?
That would be the initial goal, would be to use that.
Yes. So I'm trying to think, like, I'm as I said, I can go either way, but one of the beauties of having option one is that you have a pickleball court year-round as well, so when you have those rare days, although I wouldn't build for rare days, but, you know, the issue is that you will have something sufficient for recreational use. I still can't believe they only got one for me on here. At all 4s and 5s.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
The social part they kept talking about doing together. So that was kept coming up.
Yeah, I said I can go either way. It seems to me like we have an immediate, you know, sometimes a band-aid is sufficient. And it walks maybe a band-aid until Wes is done. And you know, maybe we just see how Watts does and see what the demand is and all that. Again, I can go either way. That's why I was asking, is zero here better than two, if it's that social? But I'm not a pickleball player. I don't quite understand it.
Yeah, I don't think that makes a difference.
It doesn't.
If I go out and play with a group, like, I don't care if anyone else is there. Like, if you go play a tennis game, you go play a pickleball game, like, I don't go to play, like, Jack, you go play it, and I go to play with my team.
You're three people and you're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think I'd want to play tennis next to pickleball. I think I'd find it distracting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I play both. Like, I don't... When I'm playing, like, I don't pay attention to anyone else, and I don't, like, you can ask tennis players, do they pay attention? You know, like, that would be a question for tennis players, but.
But then again, I'm, like, a competitive tennis player versus a recreational, so that probably makes
something of a difference.
It's not a difference, so maybe I'm not a good, if you'd call it a recreational service.
Although that's something that we really haven't addressed, like, how will this impact the court, the tennis courts that are there?
And there's more potential, I guess the fence, as they say, like, it's always annoying to have balls roll into your court, and it's more likely, right? But I don't have a super, I see both the compromise aspects, and then I think, for me, it's not about the noise. Part of me thinks, I want to show that we are not, we're positive toward the pickleball community, and then part of me understands, like, I personally would like it to just be tennis courts, but also I think it does kind of change the atmosphere slightly.
So this is really an interesting dilemma, because we've really talked about this more than many, many, many issues that we've had. And I think it's because, I'm with you a little bit too, not quite sure, but if I have to tip one way, I'll tip one way. This is very difficult. I'm thinking how I'm reading the five of us.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
If it weren't for Watts, I would vote for four over here.
Yeah.
Just to put that out there.
Yeah.
Because I am pro pickleball.
Yeah.
I think the community has demanded this. They asked for this. The numbers are there. I want it. So I would vote very differently if Watts weren't an option.
Right. Right.
But the way I see this, I'm gonna play this out for the long game. I'm gonna say, well, you can try Watts. You get six courts in that way. Hopefully. We'll understand the demand a little bit more, although I think we know what it is. And then when West comes around, because we have to do something with Lakefront sort of now-ish, like now at the time.
Yeah.
When West comes around, you know, we can have information on the dipping your toes in the water with Watts to make West a better decision for West. So that's sort of the long game that I think I'm playing here. That being said, if Watts was not an option, I would almost certainly be more vocal for four courts here.
As I would be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I've got a comment.
Yes.
And I guess one way I differentiate myself from the other board members is I don't want to take an ivory tower approach if there's community feedback and information that is indicating a strong opinion about something. And there's no question, and if it looks like I'm going to do this, I would recommend distributing that survey. The survey comments very strongly against this by a lot of people. I would also say there's a political reality, which is, you have to look at politics if you want to stay on the board. One of the NC board members lives kitty corner from this park, and another one I know is strongly opposed to it. I can just tell you, if you put pickleball courts here, it's going to be a huge issue at the next election.
Yeah, but we can't.
I just know because I know.
We cannot. Yeah, I will say this part, and I'll put this on the record. We are here to represent the community, not the BNC chair.
Exactly.
And I actually think that if any of us are swayed by one person, then the BNC has failed on picking us as members.
Yeah.
And I feel pretty strongly about that.
I totally agree. Like I don't care what someone who's not making, you know, based on a decision at all. But I hear what you're saying, but also, like, we've had a lot of people who have made their decisions over the years. And if we listen to that, we would never have done
anything.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, I hear what you're saying. I also think you have to look at who's giving the opinions and whose strong voice, because it's a lot of not in my backyard, and, you know, so I don't, that does not bother me at all. We've done that for years. You're never going to please everybody. It's what does the community as a whole want? That's who we're serving, and what is the need? I agree, like, if we do another survey, no one came tonight. Maybe because we're not voting on anything, I'm not sure.
Also, the meeting changed.
I don't think we got it out properly. So,
and I just want
to
clarify.
I'm
going to clarify when I say it's an aesthetic mismatch. It's not an aesthetic mismatch to the homes and the people in the homes. It's an aesthetic mismatch to the way the park is used and the specific qualities of this specific spot. That's what I meant by that. And that really was my position from the beginning. I veered towards, we've got to accommodate it. This is the only place we can do it. We must do it. And then veered back once we found a really surprising, really probably very good alternative. At least for now. I think ultimately, Stephanie is right. We must have dedicated pickleball courts on a pickleball, real pickleball surface. That has to come sometime.
One issue I just want to bring up that I think I can see happening at Watts is with the six courts, it's going to attract more people that are also going to use the Watts pickleball because they're going to be able to do more games and play around robins and all sorts of things. So you may find that Watts becomes really a pickleball hub of tennis courts as well. So just bear in mind that that capacity might go away.
So we lose tennis at Watts.
Yeah, well,
potentially, who knows?
Potentially. Yeah. So one fear I have I'm hearing in the community is that there's not a lot of tennis capacity because we teach a lot of classes. That's tripled since the pandemic started, so Watts is pretty much unavailable. Central during school time is unavailable, and then West obviously has. So the capacity for tennis is significantly being reduced, increased use by park district programs and also obviously double line. So just putting that out there, that the capacity taking over the court also reduces that.
And we don't usually do lessons on Lakefront. It's left just for or Shelton. So it's left just for that. You're right.
That's what we do in the summer. So that's using the park district heavily.
And I can tell you, I went back and forth. I've been playing like tennis myself with this issue. Once we came up with the Watts solution and the pickleball people like the surface, in a lot of ways that surface is actually better than tennis courts because it drains better and faster and dries. So we'll probably see more play happen faster on those surfaces than we do on tennis courts. And seeing the amount of people love Lakefront tennis, and it's like one of those historical things that people from all over come and play on these. Like, we're only entering the residence, but I'm just telling you that, like, they might come play tennis and then go down to the beach and type and things like that. So, if we did, I'm like the rest of the board, if we didn't have an option, I would put two here, or maybe I would recommend two or four. But now that we have Watts and then we have every other court lined for pickleball, I think that it might be to our advantage to have just dedicated tennis courts someplace in town. That's just my two cents.
Mm-hmm. I actually kind of like the idea of Watts becoming like the pickleball central.
Yeah.
You don't have to make that decision today. Right.
Which decision?
Sorry,
oh, God, no. Yeah.
No. I think it's kind of neat that there's that
pickleball.
Ability.
That can go to both. Yeah, you're right.
And I think that's pretty neat. I think maybe I'm coming around to just tennis because I think we may end up with more pickleball options than tennis, even if it's not permanently.
And I think it comes with our long-term game plan too. Like, we can figure out, you know, when we get an Osbach grant that we want to do. and we'll save money on not making some of these pickleball. I think, again, I always think about, I try to think 2 or 3 steps ahead. So I think it's a viable option. So that's, I think Carol and I probably think the same one. I don't want to speak for Carol, so I'd like to listen to it.
Yeah, well, at least on this, we think so narrowly.
Well, okay, so for now, and although all of us have been, other than Stephanie, who's really had a position from the beginning and has not changed her mind, we've all kind of gone in and out. I know Bart, you and I have talked. We sort of started one place and ended up somewhere else, as all of us have. Let's, I guess, give ourselves, we do need to make a decision, Lisa, correct?
Yes, we've been drawing this on. People want to know what we're doing one way or another. I think if you're like, although, because there absolutely was the demand for pickleball. I can always already envision my letter, like the board had chose to do tennis here, but we are putting 6 courts. I think we comment like, oh my God, we need pickleball. They don't care where it is, they just want pickleball. So I think we're meeting that need, in my opinion. So
there could be that marketing of the lots of the pickleball center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
exactly.
were you suggesting at one point we could convert the Watts courts to dedicated pickleball?
Eventually,
well,
we probably should.
Maybe. I kind of think it, you know how there's like, well, I was playing paddleball, I quit, but there's like the paddleball hut, the club aspect. I could see, you know, some space in Watts turning into like a club-like environment for pickleball, and it being actually a really good spot.
Are we doing that outdoor fireplace, by the way, or is that not happening?
Oh, well, we're going to rebid it and try to get it. We think we have it almost funded, so by donations.
Okay.
Yeah.
I played paddle for a while as well. That's really cultish. I mean, that was like too much for me, but there is the whole clubhouse vibe with that, which...
There's plumbing, indoor plumbing, so...
Oh.
That's what people,
indoor plumbing. This
fire
is like
place.
A cool party place.
Yeah, the fire. Mm-hmm.
You could use it year round.
Yeah.
It's definitely more social. If it's anything like the paddle culture, like I actually think this is potentially good.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which would then maximize evenings at Watts.
Maximize
every dollar we put into that place.
Yeah. Yes, we told people that we're not going down that road, but we know we'll have to go down that road and keep the lights on.
We're already deck off using it a couple of times a week.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some benefits there where we have a staff member potentially, or using making sure. And the neighbor actually he just bought the house right next to it. So,
Are you kidding?
Right,
so that's great. That really works for us.
Good.
So.
Oh, good. Okay. So I almost feel like unless we discuss it in the board meeting where people have changed their minds in the interim, I feel as if we have enough of a consensus that we could move it forward to the board meeting.
So is it like 2 singles and a double? Is that what people want? Is that what I'm hearing? You're the tennis player.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lacey.
Thank you, Lacey. Okay, so
very nice
now
job.
We will move on to...
You can stay, but you don't have to.
Thank you, Lacey, running out. Yeah. She wore tennis shoes for a reason.
She did wear tennis shoes for a reason. She's smart.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So we will move to our presentation on the easement for the park property in front of 538 Green Bay Road. Lisa Shepherd and Kyle will lead the discussion.
Okay, so we've talked about this in length also. We now have the agreement that has been reviewed by our attorneys and approved. They went back and forth. We have, Kyle and I have looked at the... where they're putting the easements, it's in their existing space, so they're not outside of it. We're not making different areas. So everything's in the same area. And then we looked at over their drawing of where they're going to do the water, I guess, improvements for standing water. It's very common, and it's something that's easily maintainable. So staff has no objection from going forward on this.
Does anyone have comments on the 538 issue?
My one comment is that I really enjoyed looking at the document from 1926.
Isn't it crazy?
If you ever want to go down history, they're fascinating. These documents are fascinating.
Do you guys know if they sold that property?
I don't think they have, no. I think they're still waiting for all this to get worked out, but I know it's on the market, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have not heard.
It's actually been on the market for several months.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we have consensus that we will, that we approve to move it to the board meeting for approval? Or are there any issues anyone has?
So again, the only thing is mines running underneath.
Yep, they had an easement before, so now all the easements they have will go in that same easement area.
The utilities.
Will go in the same place.
And there will be drainage.
They will make drainage improvements to that front property. Granted, it still looks like their front lawn, but they'll make those improvements where we have had standing water before. If there's even a possibility, as we look further down the road, we have standing water in the corner of our property that maybe we could connect to that same area. So no additional sewer pipes are going in. It's the drain pipe will take it to that existing sewer pipe that's on our property already.
And they are required to put that front parcel back to...
They have to restore it after construction.
...acceptable to
yes.
you situation.
Correct.
And they're covering all of our legal costs for this entire escapade.
Correct.
Endeavor.
Exactly. Okay. And the easement's not moving, so they had to make adjustments for their driveways.
So it will not be in the center of those two properties. It
Correct.
Be where
yep.
it is
so
now.
The majority of the
okay.
land will be over there. Okay. So if the board agrees, we'll just advance and we'll put it under the consent agenda item because we've talked about it so much. So,
so. Love to never talk about that.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Very good. So let us, here we go, Michael. Let's move on to discussion on policy updates. Lisa, Bobby, and John will lead the discussion.
Great. It's that time of year that we start looking at our policies and updating and seeing requirements. And so we're recommending a few. The first one is a board policy manual for nepotism hiring former commissioners. That's what the title is. Really what we're saying is that relatives of seated park board commissioners are not eligible for full-time employment with the park district. So we were asking for the seasonal or part-time to be taken out. With the labor shortage we're experiencing, we need really good people to work for us. And a lot of times, commissioners' children are really good people. The one caveat we asked and we put in here is that should a relative be hired for a seasonal part-time employment, the commissioner will refrain from contacting the supervisor in reference in personal matters regarding their relative's employment. So what we're asking is board members don't advocate for their child. So if their child gets written up and the commissioner cannot call the supervisor and say, why did you write on my children? That's using your power over that. So I don't think it'll be a problem. And the president of the board at the time, if ever it is, will address that with the commissioner. So
I'm actually perfectly fine with this. I don't think I'd have a problem with going a step further and saying that the board should vote on it if you guys want to go there and make it a board decision. But I'm okay with the way the language is now. Do you want to make it more restrictive?
Every time a commissioner wants to hire a child?
Nope.
I would not do that because it should never be their
interpersonal issue.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll treat you like every employee, and half the time the managers won't even know it's your child, and that's usually, I've been at agencies where my own daughter worked for my agency, and no one knew she was my daughter. I don't know how they didn't figure out we had the same last name. But they went for years to figure it out. It's relatively,
less common.
It's like, oh, that's it. Like, worked for the person for 3 years, that's your mom. It was hilarious. So a lot. That's what we prefer, is that that never comes up. Your child knows that as commissioners, child, they're actually put at a higher standard than other employees. So a lot of times you don't want them working for the agency because the standard is so much higher.
Bring your kids to work, it's on your kids. You're a reflection of me.
It's exactly. It's a reflection of you. So
I think we'll end up with higher quality hires this way. That would be my expectations.
Yep. And we do not recommend full time at all. We just seasonal part time. So that's only changes.
Well, the kids are already here.
Yeah. No, she's not, but they're paying us. So it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, God. That's good training.
So, but that's what would happen is if there's any kind of issue that I would take over, or the president of the board would say, hey, you know, you're getting involved. So.
Can I just ask, because this is relative of a park board commissioner, but just like, what if as a park board commissioner we wanted to?
You cannot work for the park district until you're off the board for 5 years, and that doesn't change in the policy.
Okay, just curious.
Because you exercise a lot of power, so we don't have the commissioner as employee.
That would be so bad.
This is fun.
No, you can't.
But it's a good point.
Yeah, I think second paragraph talks about that, and I think you guys define it well.
Okay, perfect.
And what we call it among ourselves,
it is what we call it among ourselves.
And I think that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was an easy one.
Yep.
Well, I'm for it. I don't know if others are.
Bart, how do you feel about it? No issues? Okay, and Stephanie, Carol?
I'd love it if my daughter were here.
Oh, isn't this wonderful?
Yeah, it is. That's good.
Okay, love it. Okay, very good. Lisa, let's move to other business.
The purchasing policy, I believe, John can speak to this, but
sorry.
It's a kind of a requirement for grants, correct?
So at the end of June, actually, the governor signed into law an increase to the bid.
Oh, this, that's this one. Sorry.
$25,000 to $30,000, so we're adjusting our purchasing policy for that increase, and we're also adding a few additional things here to as part of our grant requirements with the state of Illinois. Refer to this data, grant accountability, transparency unit. We had to go through an internal control questionnaire, and that was refreshed this year by the state, and as we evaluated that, there was some additional wording we could get in here as it relates to conflict of interest. If you ever were to have any assistance in drafting our RFP, it would not include whatever party assisted us in that drafting our RFP. So that's the change to the purchasing policy. And along those lines, we also reevaluated the capital asset policy and really what that threshold is used to capitalize assets. It's been $5,000 for quite some time, so we increased that in line with the purchase with the bidding.
Any questions on that one? Pretty standard. And so that he talked about the fixed asset also, so that refund and prorating.
I don't have to approve. I don't have to approve any checks.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it's good. refund and prorating procedures. Any comments on that, John or Bobby? Nope. Mm-hmm. These are taken in account for. Lauren made some of these requests and ease of
assistance across all of our different programs and facilities. And just kind of COVID, we had some changes to the way we were able to take deposits. Now we have, so this before we went into technology to do that. So this just helps us.
Just update the date in your thing to July, to whatever the date is on that.
Which one?
On page 39. This is July 5th, so.
Oh, the previous meeting?
Yep. So I'll just update that.
In the policy?
Just on the fixed asset policy approved by the park commission July 5th, 2022, but we didn't have a meeting.
We didn't, and it can't be approved at the board meeting. We'll switch that. Yeah, that shouldn't have said that. So we'll approve that. You got that, Jenny? On that change? Okay, perfect. Any questions on refund and prorating? Okay. Thank you. That's it. So with these also, they'll advance to the consent agenda item also for next week, so we don't have to review each one.
Very good.
Okay.
And is that it on policy?
That's it.
Missing something?
That's all.
Okay, very good.
Good.
Then on to other business. Lisa, what do you have?
Okay, I have just two items. One is that 310 South Avenue property. Remember the alley that we're trying to sell?
Yes.
We're finally done. So we went to court.
How many years has this been going on?
Like 3 years, I swear to God. So we have a real estate contract, which you will see in the next board meeting. I just want you to let you know the parties, Dusseldorf's already signed it. They gave us their deposit. We're getting a $50,000 plus lawyer cost on that one too. So once we approve it next Tuesday, it'll close really fast. They want to close really fast, which leads me to believe they're doing something with that property, but that's for them to decide. So you'll see that. So it's a real estate contract developed by our attorney, so that should be easy to pass. I did send
everyone. That was really, that went differently than I thought it would.
Yeah.
That was very good.
Took a while, and they're really anxious. So they're a very nice couple, and they're... I did send the board an email on property that's up for sale. Didn't hear any feedback. Do you want to entertain purchasing more land? Again, the email said it was a piece of land that's between two parks. I think it was $500,000, and they would take away some park improvements that we already have. But whenever there's a piece of land that goes that's surrounded by park district, I feel I need to bring it to you. So
personally, I feel the school districts would buy it and make it a parking lot. Because that's really like it would be a green.
They really use the parking lot there.
If you guys don't want, I'll send that suggestion to Catherine. Yeah.
I did not think it was something we should be spending $500,000.
Yeah.
Not useful.
I feel like there's a lack of affordable housing in Glencoe, and they would just take another one off.
That is definitely
from the tax rolls for no particular reason because it's not a really used park area anyway.
I have to look up the address now.
So, do you know when the flag school's here?
Yeah.
And when you walk to the light here, there's like one house there, and then this one's on the corner facing Green Bay.
It's a very nice house. I mean, it would be painful to tear it down. It's a very nice, livable, updated little home.
Yeah, they're like selling it as land. It's from what I can see.
Yeah, that's what I think.
They sold it as land.
So, 288 Green Bay Road.
Thank you. thank you. I knew you'd find it faster than I could.
It just drives me nuts about this place is that everything has to be
torn down. Me too.
It has to be some sort of expensive
McMansion.
Yes. It's like just.
Interesting.
Okay.
But it's next to a park there. It's next to Linden Park.
Yeah.
So it's all park. Let's have another discussion about real estate right next to Linden Park. that'd be fun. I also don't think that it is worth I don't think it's gonna add significantly to that park.
Right.
I don't think it's gonna make a difference. I agree with Stephanie. I don't think that for a parking lot, but I think if someone else wants to buy it, they should. I don't think it's a good investment for a dollar. Now, you said it was like $500,000 and it was, next to Friends Park. Okay.
That would be totally different discussion, yes.
That would be a different discussion.
But that was our string of passive parks that we're maintaining now. So the pro size creates more open space, but we have a lot of that.
Not a lot.
Yeah, it doesn't for that price.
It was a significant piece of land, but then it would be a different discussion.
Yeah, quite honestly, who's going to use it?
Okay, so we're all in agreement.
So we can share our thoughts with
Catherine. I'll just say, hey, we're passing on this property, someone thinks it might be a good parking lot. So, okay, that is all. We do not have executive session tonight. Okay. We do have a board meeting next week, so just a reminder, they're back-to-back, and it'll be a packed agenda because we're recommending not having August committee or board meeting.
Did you hear that, Michael? Because I'm
great.
I was going to ask who actually is going to be
what happens in August, and since we don't have Watts Construction, we were able to jam everything into next week. So there's a lot of action items. Everything we've talked about already. But that's our recommendation, is to cancel committee and board meeting. So we would have to officially do that next month or next week, and it's on our agenda for that. So sound good?
Okay, good. So we won't have a meeting the 2nd of August?
Right, and then the...
And we will not have one the 16th. Okay, good.
With all the travels, it's sometimes easier.
Yeah, okay, wonderful. Okay.
Give everybody
anything
a break.
Else?
I know you'll miss us.
Else?
Just a reminder, we really didn't go... just a reminder that we do have facility closure, and it's in the board meeting, but August 22nd to the 26th, I think. And this year we're totally closing the whole community center down, and we'll forward phone calls because we're doing this year. Remember, we're doing the big stripping, so we're taking the gym floor all the way down. Mm-hmm. And when they redo it, it really stinks and gives everybody headaches. So we're just closing for 5 days and doing remote. Erin will do a great job in getting the word out to everybody. Everybody's out of town, so there's not a lot of walk up anyway. So we'll just. 22nd to the 26th.
Yeah,
it's when Children Circles close that week.
26th of July, August. School starts the
24th. It starts that week, so everybody's not out of town.
Yeah,
so that's the annoying thing.
Yeah,
they're starting early this week.
Why are they starting early?
Thursday the 24th, and I am living
it
out.
Yeah, it starts that week, so I have to deal with two different weeks of kids off.
Oh, my God.
So we offer kids club, we offer care, that'll be for the
But she has a little one.
So the thing is, I have Children's Circle and the
weekend. Yeah, we plan our days off. This
and
is
so we
real.
We can't go on vacation when school starts.
That's really early for for school.
Beyond frustrating because someone's coming back at
Thanksgiving. Stephanie has an inside scoop.
No, it's because of Thanksgiving. You get the whole week of Thanksgiving off now.
Yeah, but we
always
have
the
last year.
Year
we had the
whole. It's never the whole.
Yeah.
So next year make a vote.
Yeah.
We're setting a week early.
Yeah. It's just super helpful.
This year, that's very unusual.
So you're saying the 24th is later than.
Yeah. Okay. And we got camp before school starts.
Do you want to make a motion adjourn, Lisa?
What?
Make a motion adjourn.
Oh, yeah, that was a pretty interesting side.
Wait, when do the families of Children's Circle? Are they already notified of this?
Yeah, they're told about over a year.
They know that's on their calendar. We couldn't even change it when we found the school dates changed because we had to book our gym guy, the floor guy, like a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So we can't change that and move it up.
How many days is Children's Circle closed?
Yeah.
Closed for
5 days, which is traditional.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
When do you come back?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you.
8:13. Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. How are you?